Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sew Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
I think one of the easiest and one of my most favourite vegetables to grow has got to be beetroot. I love the fact that you can grow different colours. So we've got the obvious, we've got the dark beetroot, but I do love playing with the yellows and the oranges. I first discovered it, I suppose, you know, that original dark beetroot was my nan. Tidy Nan and Grandad used to grow it on the allotment. But bless, as far as eating it and experiencing it, she used to boil it after death. But then we all peeled it and covered ourselves, got red fingers, and then we ate it. And it tasted all right, but it was a little bit mushy by the time we got to that stage. So over the years, I've fine-tuned that slightly. A few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to spend a couple of days with Mary Berry, and we were filming. Anyway, she just picked some beetroot out of the garden. So I said to her, how'd you cook it? So she said she just boils it down until it will take a knife in the middle, lets it go cold or sort of lukewarm, and then peels it off and then slices it, you know, about sort of, what, about 5 mil across, nicely sliced, then puts it in a Tupperware dish, then adds a nice sort of soft balsamic-type vinegar, bit of salt, but quite a lot of pepper, gives it all a shake, puts it in the fridge, leaves it for 24 hours. Anyway, she told me about this, and then she brought it out and put it on the plate. And it was absolutely incredible. So now, as you imagine, at home, I have got a Tupperware tub full of beetroot that I go to and pick. And added to all that, it is one of the easiest things to grow in the garden. I probably start thinking about sowing beetroot in March, actually, you know, into the ground, and I'll do that all the way through to June. So if you're going to do it in the garden, you want to be weed free, make sure that actually there's some goodness in that soil, so you've pre-composted it. So when it comes to sowing, I make like a little drill. If you imagine a valley in the ground, that ends up being about 2.5 centimeters deep. Then what I do is I pre-water it. So I get the watering can, take the rows off and just water all the way along. Let that water soak in before you sow. Then I sow the seed. You'll see on the packets, it will tell you to sow at this rate. In reality, I just work my hand along. They're quite big seeds, so you can see what you're doing. I don't stress too much because I know once they come up, I can start thinning them out. And then I'll thin them out probably till about 50 mil to 70 mil, something like that. But I won't waste those thinnings. So all of those thinnings, as they come out, we can eat all those so they go straight into a salad. Keep them moist at all times. Don't let them, you know, dry out. And then when it comes to pulling them, I probably pull them about, in reality, probably about golf ball size. I mean, you can let them get an awful lot bigger. But there you go. Can you save the seed? Yeah, you can let them go to bolt. You can save the seed. Do I save the seed? No. I just go and get some more the following year because there's always different varieties that you can mess about with. So there you go. Give it a go.
Thanks for listening to Sow Along, and we hope you're inspired to give seed sowing a go. Find out more about it at gardenersworld.com/podcast. Subscribe now to never miss an episode and rate us in your podcast provider app. See you next time.